We have a leader up front in Brady, and we have to put some weapons around him. And the coaching staff isn't going to take anything less. So we're going to find some guys to go in there and be in the right position in the right places at the right times to make this offense click. So, you know, it's kind of for us, we just have to pick up the ball and move forward.
How much more confident do you feel this year than you did, you know, going into last year?
I mean, it's a new year, man. I'm excited about it. And for me, you know, to have 2 years under my belt and going to the third year, I mean, I do feel a little bit better about it, you know, because the first 2 years things are moving fast and it slows up a little bit as you roll into your second year. But now, you know, it's kind of no excuses. You're in your comfort zone. You just have to go out there and be the player that you are.
One of the things Coach Belichick talked about in his press conference today was improving each year to year. Is there any, and he talked about play specifically improving on one or two things. Well, what are some of the things that you think you need to work on still?
Got to work on all aspects of the game, man. I'm never perfect. And, I mean, from running to catching to blocking, I mean, I have to do all three of my positions. So I have to improve on it all. I mean, that's the first mistake as a player, to get, you know, complacent with where you're at. So for me, it's just trying to get better every day. And I know that the coaches are going to push me to do that.
How'd you feel today went from a team standpoint? Obviously, not the conditions weren't ideal, but first day out there, how'd you feel it went?
It was a little bit wet out there, but besides that, I mean, I like how we're looking. You know, we're throwing the ball around, even though it's wet. The receivers are catching some balls and made some fantastic catches. To say that none of the faces are there that were there last year, you know, there's some chemistry out there, and Brady and them have been working. So, I mean, I'm confident in our coaching staff, and I'm confident in my teammates that we're going to be okay.
Was it a surprise to see everybody catch on so quickly maybe in the first day?
It really wasn't. I mean, I know how Tom runs this offense, man. He didn't cut too much slack. So he knows how things are supposed to be done, and so does Coach, and that's how we're going to run him out here. So we're going to have to get with the program. We're going to have to get off the boat, one of the two.
You think people would be mistaken to underestimate this receiver core?
I'd let them estimate however they want to. I mean, we're just going to come out here and play Patriot football, and everybody knows how we do it around here. You know, we play solid ball. And that's what we're shooting for every year. From the first game to the last game is to play solid football.
It seemed because of the turnover at wide receiver, the injury to Gronk, the Hernandez situation, there's a lot of people speculating that maybe more will be put on the run game. How much would you embrace the opportunity to get some more touches back there and maybe even carve out more of a role for yourself in the run game?
I mean, anybody would be happy to say they're going to get the ball in their hands more if you're an offensive player. And for me, I guess it's just focusing on that. You know, if they're going to come to us a little bit more, we have to work a little bit harder at that. And I think it's like I said a little bit earlier. I mean, you have to focus on all aspects of the game. You know, be an all-around player. You can't just run the ball. You can't just catch the ball. You can't just be a blocker. You know, if you can be a complete back, that's the best back that you can be, especially in this offense.
How would you characterize this group of backs?
We're young. We're hungry. And we're ready to play. You know, and for us, we learn from some of the best. Kevin Falk, you look at Jarvis Greenellis, you look at Danny Woodhead. They paved the way for us. They showed us how to do it the Patriot way. So for us as young guys, we've had examples in front of us. So if it's my job to lead us, you know, and come out here, we're going to work hard every single day and try to, you know, go out there and improve every day.
What about having a guy like Leon in with you in the running back room, Leon Washington? I mean, how much do you talk to him about, you know, playing in the NFL?
Leon's been there. He's done it all. Special teams guy. He's a running back as well. And Leon has his own specialties. And for us, that's the leader that we have in our room right now. He's been in the game the longest. He's been around a few different teams, and he's passing that knowledge down to us. So, like I said, Coach puts the people in the positions. We just have to choose to follow him, you know, and do the right thing.
Marcus Gannon is getting some more reps at guard. What are your impressions of him so far? What can he bring to the line?
Saying that it's day one out here, I mean, Cannon, that's a big body in there, man. And for us, you know, he was showing flashes last year and doing some things, and Cannon's always been a hard worker. So as they plug him in, guard or tackle, wherever he is, I think that he's going to go in there and work hard because I know that's the player that he is.
One of the strengths that people point at in this team is the offensive line. You like having, I mean, you have all five starters back, some reserves back. I mean, how important for a running back is it to have that line in front of you that's been there for you?
I've got my five starters back. I mean, what else is there to say, man? That's pretty awesome if you ask me. So we're just excited to move forward as a team. Offensive line, receivers, quarterback, and running back. The whole offense is going to take 11 ups to get it done.
Steven, what's the next step this year for you and the running game?
Just step up and be playmakers that we are. You know, we're here for a reason. The team is going to rely on us a little heavy. And for us, we just have to go out there and be the players that we are.
How much do you embrace that?
I'm excited about it. You know, it's a blessing to be out here every day. And so for me, I'm just going to take it one day at a time and focus on me improving and also the group improvement. And it's a team effort in our room.
Do you think in your third year here, you have that much of a jump to make? You know, you made a jump each year.
You know, every year you have to improve, man. You know, and if you're not improving, you're falling behind. So that's how I look at it. You can never get complacent. You just have to come in here and work hard every single day.
Do you have any personal goals this year?
to get better, man. And that's me. I mean, I'm never getting satisfied. And like I said, I follow the people in front of me, you know, our coaching staff and my quarterback. Tom's one of the best, but he comes out here and works hard every single day. So I follow the leaders that I have, and if I can follow in their way, then I'll be all right.
How nice is it to have Shane in here with you? He's in the third year as well. You guys are learning together.
Shane is going to be my partner, man. That's the right-hand man. And for us to come in together, you know, we're making these strides together. And like I said, the first 2 years, things are kind of moving fast. But now, you know, we're in our comfort zone and we know the offense. We've heard it all. And we have to go out there and just be the players that we are. We can't try to do too much. And if the team's going to come to us a little bit more, then so be it. We got to go out there and be those playmakers.
Do you think there's more pressure on the run game this season with all the turnover at wide receiver and tight end?
No. Pretty much answered that, but I mean, if people say that, then yeah, but at the same time, this is a balanced offense, man. We get it done through the air and on the ground as well, so if they come to the running backs a little bit more, we're going to be that excited to catch a few balls out of the air, you know, but I can't really say they're going to put more emphasis on it, because there's always emphasis on it out here, because the coaching staff that we have, I mean, they don't cut any slack, so they want us catching the ball, they want us blocking, they want us running, they want us doing all three phases, not just one.
Last season, the Patriots had the second most runs in the NFL. Do you think you kind of underappreciated a little bit?
Not at all, man. It's a high-powered offense. And when you're playing one of the best at quarterback, you know, you're going to be overlooked. And for us, we just keep playing. We just keep balling every week. So whether they respect us or not, we're going to be there, and we're going to be solid at it. So our group's going to be strong, and we're going to lean on each other. And we're going to, as a team, we're going to be okay out of the backfield.
Steven, you probably already been asked this, but, I mean, with – now Aaron gone, Wes gone. I think she laughed when I said Aaron's name. But Wes, Aaron, all those guys gone. Do you feel like there's more on you and maybe the running game in general to carry the offense?
I don't. I mean, I say this. Coaches have high standards for us. And Monday through Saturday, they're emphasizing with us to be complete backs. And by complete backs, that's all around catching the ball, running the ball, and blocking out of the backfield. So, we've lost some guys, but we've replaced some guys. You know what I mean? So it's new faces at the receiving core, and that's scary to the fans. But to me, it's going to show a new group of guys who are hungry and want to go out there and make a name for themselves. So we've got a leader up front with Brady. And for us, we just have to be what we're supposed to be and trust our coaching staff, and they're going to put us in a position to win. So
I'd say that, like, when you first came in here, I think Randy was still here. Or no, it was Wes and Gronk and Aaron, all those guys in the passing game was best in the league, kind of gave you guys some room to grow as backs. Like, can you guys give some of the other skill guys the passing game time to kind of grow, you know, by being the lead horses?
Absolutely, man. If that's our role, that's what we're going to do. But like I said, it's going to take a left. You know, we can't just focus on the running backs and what they're going to have to do and who's here and who's not. I mean, at the end of the day, we're going to have 11 people out there in the Patriots uniform, and that team's going to be solid. From the running backs to the receivers to our quarterback to our offensive line, we're going to be okay. That's why we're here. So we just have to go out there and play ball and be the player that God blessed us to be.
Steven, I think Tom said last year, the toughness of your team is determined by your ability to run the ball when the other team knows you're going to run the ball. Do you agree with that, and is that something you guys still have to work on?
We have 5 starters at the offensive line. We've got fresh backs in the room. We're younger, we're hungry, and we're ready to go. So we're going to have to get in the trenches, man. You know, when it's 3rd and 1, you know, it's goal line, and we've got to punch it in. That's our job to do as runners. And if you don't take pride in yourself to go out there and do that, then you're not doing your job. So I would say that whatever role they call us to do, we have to go out there and execute that, or it's going to be somebody else in there that's going to get that shot. So us as running backs, we're going to get it done, man. And I have full confidence in our room from the top to the bottom that we're going to be okay.
You got a 1,200-yard season under your belt now. I mean, is there a benefit to that, whether it's, you know, just having that amount of tape to go back and look at, or is there some benefit to having, you know, a full season as kind of the lead back under your belt now?
For me, it's a stepping stone, man. So you can either improve from here or you can fall back. And so I'm never satisfied. I'm hungry, and I want to go out there and do it again and then better myself, because that's what my coaches are expecting. That's what my teammates are expecting. So, you know, for me, I'm just going out there and playing ball week to week. I'm not going to make it any more or less than it is. And like I said, I'm just blessed to be out here, and I'm going to run the ball hard.
You hear Peterson and Chris Johnson, guys like that, say they want to be 2,000-yard backs. I mean, is that something that you see yourself as? Could you be a 2,000-yard back?
If the Lord wants it to happen, it will happen, man.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. Have a good one. Take care.